The Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, says he's apologised to the Afghan government for the racist and derogatory remarks made by some Australian soldiers serving in Afghanistan. The Chief of the Defence Force says he was shocked, appalled and embarrassed by the comments and videos posted on the social networking site Facebook. Defence has launched an investigation and those responsible are being warned they could be sent home. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Houston, says the Army's values are courage, initiative and teamwork, but none of those are displayed in the messages and videos posted on Facebook by some serving personnel in Afghanistan.
What was on those videos deeply disturbed me. It's unacceptable, inappropriate and just does not conform with our values in the Defence Force.
Air Chief Marshal Houston says the sentiments expressed fly in the face of what the ADF is trying to achieve in Afghanistan.
We're trying to win the hearts and minds of the people, and when you're conducting the sorts of operations we're doing in Afghanistan, a video like this is not at all helpful. Indeed, it's deplorable what's happened.
The Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, was also appalled.
I rang Afghan Defence Minister Wardak last night. I apologised to him on behalf of Australia, and I made the point to him that the Chief of the Defence Force and the Chief of Army was investigating this matter, and in all likelihood, disciplinary proceedings would follow. And that includes the possibility of disciplinary proceedings. It also includes the possibility of people who are associated or involved with this, if they are in Afghanistan, being returned home.
The former Defence Force Chief, Peter Cosgrove, says the soldiers have been silly and the comments were obnoxious, but they're not reflective of the wider defence culture.
There are racist elements, I think, sadly, still in Australia, across the board. Every now and then we see examples of people behaving in a way which is undesirable. And we all say, oh, gee, I wish we weren't like that.
He says some perspective is needed.
We've seen in all walks of life in Australia how social media can be very good. I mean, I think in the Middle East we're seeing what might be termed a social media revolution happening in all these countries. Yet, in particular ways, it can be the downfall or the embarrassment of individuals who in an unguarded moment say something which in pub conversation would go off into the ether. Now it's there for literally millions of people to see.
The National Senate leader Barnaby Joyce is also calling for more understanding.
If anybody says, well, you know, they shouldn't say this, well, they actually are there to kill them. And if we've got a problem with that, if you want a true understanding of their position, go swap with them for a while. Sign up. Get yourself a uniform and go over.
The broader issue of defence culture has been up for discussion at a parliamentary committee in Canberra today. The Liberal MP, Joanna Gash, represents an electorate which surrounds a naval base south of Sydney. She sought assurances from Air Chief Marshal Houston that cultural changes are being made.
Whilst we've had some hiccups along the way, you can see, but I think that rather than focus on a minority or a particular instance, I think if you look back over the last 10 years, you will see that the ADF has generally performed absolutely superbly.
Could I just remind you that those...
High levels of professionalism.
Those hiccups that you're talking about reflect on us in our community, and we have to deal with those hiccups. So it's very important that we know that there is a culture program in place to make some changes in there. I need to be assured that there are.
We'd like to brief you, perhaps in more detail on those issues, because I think you would be pleased with the way each of the three services is approaching the business of creating the right culture.
Air Chief Marshal Houston says there have been great improvements in the culture of the whole Defence Force over the past 20 years, and he's optimistic about the leaders now being produced by the ADF.
Naomi Woodley.